Introduction. The human race owes cannabis a sincere apology. Never has been something so beneficial to us treated with so much societal disdain and ascribed a strongly negative stereotype. Never has another living organism offered so many benefits to another living organism in return for thinly disguised apathy. Why do I say this? Our society a couple of decades ago held strictly negative views about cannabis and its usage. In almost all the countries of the world, it was considered a criminal offense to grow or use cannabis. In most, it was often treated with the same levity as the possession and usage of strict narcotics, like heroin and cocaine. Societal prejudice against cannabis even made things worse. Despite being less harmful and a lot more natural than a lot of other psychoactive agents, it was considered the big, bad monster that should be exterminated from society. Yet, this is the same plant that has existed for thousands and probably even millions of years with us. In fact, available data points to the fact that we met cannabis on this planet. During these succeeding years, cannabis had proven to be a valuable tool to ancient man and his needs. We soon learned to gather, then cultivate cannabis for our use. However, the tide changed against cannabis about 2 to 3 centuries ago. From being so useful that it was both a drug and a source of clothing material, society began to outlaw its production. Cannabis' fall from grace itself was curious, unexplainable, and the product of certain economic and social factors. Today, it stands represented as a drug that can cause social, health, and mental problems. But is this true? To be honest, cannabis does have its side effects, but these are no way close in severity to what we have been led to believe about this plant. Yes, cannabis may affect motor skills and impair eye-to-hand coordination as a short-term effect. But then, so does alcohol. Yet, nobody has made any move to ban alcohol. Deciding to drive or operate heavy machinery after cannabis consumption is just as stupid as a decision as driving after drinking alcohol heavily. So this is really down to a lack of judgment than an exclusive, inherent problem with cannabis use. So many more over-the-counter medications and drugs can induce this kind of effects too. Do we go around banning them? No. Cannabis is also often represented as being addictive. However, the definitive list of all drugs deemed addictive by psychiatrists, the ICD-10, Classifications of Mental and Behavioral Disorders, seems to have a major omission: cannabis. Surprised? Well, don't be. Cannabis's active ingredient is not nearly as addictive as even the caffeine in your coffee. Instead, deciding to consume cannabis regularly is more of a personal conscious decision. Therefore, we may have people who may be rightly classified as addicts because of the amount of cannabis they consume willingly. But that is not exactly due to the substance itself. The problem, as with many things, is man and his propensity to overdo things. The problem is too much cannabis, and not cannabis. In that regards, this is true for almost every substance we consume. That is why there is no anti-cannabis drug for chronic users, the way heroin or crack users get to take medication. It is simply because there is no addiction. How are the pharmaceutical industries able to sell us some anti-cannabis drugs? Unfortunately for them, they can't, because there is nothing to cure with drugs. Consider this little fact that may have escaped you too. If you have a problem with illicit drugs like opioids, you not only need a psychiatrist, you may also need a GP, and even an internal medicine expert. This is because your entire body needs to be evaluated for the damage they may have caused you. However, that isn't the case with cannabis. If you consume too much cannabis and are trying to reduce the quantity, you get to visit